Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This summer, people who use the MBTA's The Ride will see fares double from $4 to $8 round trip as part of the T's new budget plan. WBUR's Beenish Ahmed visits one user who will be affected when the fare hike goes into effect July 1st.
Hello? Okay, give me a minute to lock my door. Thank you.
Wilhelmina Melrose hoists herself out of a well-worn leather chair and zips up her long black coat. She swings her white cane out in front of her long legs and leans heavily on her left side to avert pain in an arthritic hip. Melrose lives alone in a one-bedroom apartment. She's 61 years old and has been blind since her mid-30s, but she's never let that slow her down.
I'm a very independent person. I still cook for myself. I still do my own laundry. Sometimes I can go to the market. In the markets, they have people that help you out once you get inside the place.
A few days a week, Melrose pays $4 for a car or van to take her where she needs to go and back. Melrose says the federally mandated service is a lifeline for her and others in the Boston area. It takes many to regular dialysis and chemotherapy appointments, which they literally need to survive.
The ride is the only connection to getting to where you have to go.
How you doing? Need a hand or are you just going to hang on to the rail?
Melrose hobbles into the ride car on the arm of a driver. Once buckled in, she's on her way to a consultation for an exercise class at the Joslin Diabetes Center. She hopes to go to the class twice a week, so long as she can afford the trip there. Social Security disability checks are the unemployed grandmother's only income, and she says she'll have to make hard trade-offs when the cost of her weekly trips goes from about $20 to $40 in July.
Either there's going to be a lot of appointments I'm not going to make, or I just have to cut my grocery shopping down, and I'm a diabetic, and, you know, the doctors want you to eat properly.
Doctors want her to exercise, too. But Melrose might have to skip workouts if her budget won't allow for her to get there. That's why she protested the MBTA's plans to raise fares. She feels the looming price hike on the government-subsidized service is unfair, especially to seniors who've paid taxes for decades. Here's Melrose testifying at the MBTA board meeting when the fare increase was approved.
I was working when minimum wage was $1.85. Okay, so I have put into the system full force. And this is the way the thanks I get? It's not right.
Back at the Joslin Center after her appointment, Melrose waits in the lobby for the ride. It's 20 minutes late. A boxy white van finally swings up to get her, but Melrose says she's learned to be patient. That virtue will come in handy, since Wilhelmina Melrose says she will again call for the MBTA to lower the ride's fares when the board votes on a new budget next year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beenish Ahmed.